All right. Welcome back to Mother's Milk. For those of you listening via podcast in the future, you missed out on Big Sun by Horsehead. That might have been the second time I played that one. I didn't double check to see which one's off the new record I haven't played yet. And that one sounded familiar, but that could have just been because I listened to that record a whole lot last weekend. Anyways, totally awesome song. So it was all good, even if it was the second time I played it. And let's see here. What are we going to do here? Ah, yes. Another. I think I'm going to play all new stuff tonight, as far as I know. I went through the shelves here and looked for unreviewed stuff that sounded drinking related. So we're gonna play with that. But this first one was actually sent by the artist, so that's cool. That doesn't happen as often as I would like. Take heart or heed or something. If you ever write a song that includes a liquor reference, odds are good I'll play it if you just get it to me. Get it in my hands, and the world will hear it at least once. This one, I'll probably play multiple times because I kind of dug it. It's called Take It Easy. It's by a dude named Sam Page, off a record he had come out earlier this year, I believe. And, yeah, here it is. I haven't showered in a week and a half, but I drink my Pinot from a carafe. A foot to nature, but I'm still living large. I had this half-baked idea of being in charge. I've been warned about it. I've been warned. I'll take it easy. I'll take it easy. I'll take it easy. I used to wanna be the captain of my fate. The whole world I'd circumnavigate. Then it came time to buy an avocado. And just for kicks, I like to shred the guitar. For a midlife crisis, I wanna become a rock star. I've been warned about it.
With strangers. I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
I wish you liked the songs I sing. All you see is a fool curse in the dark. For a goddamn sign from the goddamn sky that my life isn't falling apart. I don't blame you, hun, not at all. My boo-hoo voice, just a noise. I don't care if you live or die, but I wouldn't want to steal your joy. You go your way, I'll go mine. You can't value a life by its worth. We all bend to a hidden hand, like smoke blows away from the earth. In touch, I love you much. We'll break the champagne across the bow, cut the ribbon, let it go. Champagne across the bow, cut the ribbon, let it go. Let me serenade your gay life parade. I'll become a romantic delight. We're the pride they brush aside, we're the dust that hangs in the light. Stay in touch. I love you, much. We'll break the champagne across the bow, cut the ribbon, let it go. We'll break the champagne across the bow, cut the ribbon, let it go. We'll break the champagne across.
Champagne, you might as well be proud of life.
So that was the Wombats with Schumacher the Champagne. And it was preceded by, what was that thing called? Break the Champagne? Yeah, by Mark Eitzel. Before that, you heard All Over the Road by the Rival Sons, The Angel Share by These United States, which might have been a mistake, actually. The Angel Share is a term used to describe the liquor that evaporates from the barrel when you're aging whiskey. But I don't know if that's the usage in which they were using it, because I didn't notice any overt alcohol references. But still, kind of counts, right? And let's see. Let's set started off with the sort of fantastic Take It Easy by Sam Page. And that's what you've heard so far, and that's pretty much what you're going to hear tonight, except for the Gin Blossoms. I have a lot of Gin Blossoms for you, because, like I said at the top of the hour, it's Live Album Month. This is how I celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I play Irish music nearly every week, so it seems a little just pointless to play Irish music for St. Patrick's Day. So for the month of March, I play a live performance in its entirety. And this one just happens to be about an hour and a half long. It's the Gin Blossoms from the early 2000s, actually. I guess post-reunion. But the sound quality is pretty good. And quite frankly, I didn't really care for the Gin Blossoms a whole lot when they were on the radio all the time in the 90s. But in the time since then, I've kind of started to really appreciate a couple of the tracks that I didn't care much for then. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. And I guess before I get started on that, I'm going to go ahead and read some underwriting here. WRAR is sponsored by Couscous, with a dinner menu featuring Mediterranean small plates, including fried manchego fritters, eggplant Napoleon, tofu chicken pot pies, and pork scallopini. Complete menu online at couscous900.com and on the chalkboard in the restaurant. Off-street parking available and reservations accepted at Couscous, 900 West Franklin Street, 358-0868. And I will be interrupting things at the top of the hour to, what's that thing called? Yeah, do the station ID and read the PSA for the 2 o'clock hour. But until then, it's pretty much just going to be a show. I hope you like the Gin Blossoms.